Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect.
Welcome to this Connection Point. This is Bishop Deb coming to you live from Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. Well, I'm kind of alive. As you can tell by my voice, I'm having an allergy issue today. Yesterday, my sons and I took advantage of the beautiful day to start to get the backyard ready for weddings. I do weddings, of course, all over the region, and one of the nicest things that I think I offer is the chance to have little elopements here at my little chapel in my house and now in the backyard as the nice weather is upon us. So we took the whole day to go shopping, to get supplies, to get flowers, garden things, and then we assembled the gazebo. And that pretty well took up the whole day just getting things organized. We had so much fun. My guys are in their 20s and you know, it's really nice to be able to work like a team and get everything together and make things look great. And today it's raining, so our timing was excellent. And we'll probably be going out to pick up more supplies later, but things are coming together beautifully. The weather season has begun, and it really feels good that I'm available and ready. I wonder, you know, this is a project that's very near and dear to my heart. And as you're listening, I wonder, what project have you worked on that's brought you a sense of satisfaction, accomplishment, all those good feelings? Remember that joy and excitement as things took shape. There's nothing quite like seeing something come into being from that vision or an idea or a drawing, sometimes scribbled on a napkin, but we, you know, we have this capacity to envision things, to use our imagination, and with some effort and some work, we can actually be seeing our goal, seeing that thing manifest before us. We can accomplish anything in life if we take a page from that experience. We can be happier, wealthier, more loving, healthier, if we can visualize what we'd like our lives to be like and we focus our attention there. We can build the idea in our mind and we can literally create it with some trust, some affirmation, and some happy feelings. For example, let's take a simple example. Say you want a new barbecue. You don't have the money to get one, but you'd like one. So, you know, what you begin to do is look at all the barbecues online or go to stores and go to the barbecue section and start to look at the different kinds of barbecues. Figure out which one you'd like, the features that you want, the things that would be great about a barbecue. Look at where it would go in your yard. Where would you put it? How would that look? Start to visualize the barbecue sitting there. See yourself in your mind's eye, standing there with your flipper, turning burgers, laughing with friends and family, having a party. The barbecue's there. Everybody's enjoying a barbecue. So you start to build this little scenario in your mind. You see it. You see it. And you want it. And you invite it into your life. Now, if you can maintain that positive, expectant attitude and know with certainty that a barbecue is coming your way, and also that you deserve it and you'll enjoy it and that happy emotion that you feel around it, the joy, the fun, the feeling, the positive feelings, will fuel your desire to get that barbecue. And somehow, that barbecue is going to find its way to you. You may find the extra money to get one. Unexpected funds may come to you that just happen to match the amount of money that you're looking for the barbecue. You could win one. There are lots of ways a barbecue can come to you. You could receive one as a gift. Maybe a friend is getting rid of their old one and getting a new one, and you become the recipient of a free barbecue that's actually very in great shape. The barbecue's going to find you because you want it, it wants you, and you've made a space in your life for it. This applies to every aspect of our life. Sure, we're talking about a barbecue, but we could be talking about a health issue. We could be talking about a job or love in your life or something that your heart desires. As you see it in your mind, this is the law of attraction. As you see it in your mind and you fuel that thought with happy emotions and you believe it is coming and you trust you'll receive it, that wonderful idea, dream, need, goal, or desire will come to you. You can try it and see. Take some time and start to work on some of those goals. But remember, too, that we're talking as people of faith. And so along with the law of attraction, there's another layer that makes it even more valuable and even more swift in its appearance into your life. Remember to add God into that equation. Remember that Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, in love, I will give you. I'll do it. Whatever you want, you ask in my name, and I will do it. So as you think on the vision, on your need, on your goal, on your plan, take it to prayer. Share that need, share that idea with Jesus, with the Creator, and watch how quickly it transpires that it comes to you. Remember that with God, all things are possible. And as children of God, we receive blessings and good things and truly, especially, our heart's desire. Nothing can separate us from that good feeling, that positive emotion. That's why we're here. That's why we walk this planet. That's why we've come into this world, to enjoy life. And often as we go through our days or our weeks, we get pulled away from that joyful feeling, don't we? We get tagged into the hard things of the world and the trials and tribulations of our lives and other people's lives, and we kind of get mired there. God is asking us to turn that around. God's saying, I have the plan. I've got your back. You don't have to worry. All you need to do is trust and envision a life that you want to live. Ask it in my name, and I'll give it to you. It really is that simple. That's where trust and faith come in. And that's where our feeling of worthiness comes in, too. We're going to talk about worthiness in the next few days. To really feel that we deserve it. Many churches over the course of time have really pulled a guilt trip number on people. And, you know, we really need to be loving and careful and you know, live the golden rule, live those two commandments that Jesus gave us, and, you know, stand by the Ten Commandments. Those are our moral compasses, if you will. But we don't need to feel guilty all the time. We don't need to feel bad about ourselves because God created us and we are good. And it's tapping into that good that brings us more good, brings us into a better life, and makes us aware of the blessings around us. So today, think about something that is your heart's desire. Dust off a dream. Think about an idea that you've had or a need that you have. Take it to prayer. Take it to Jesus and ask. Ask about it. And then start to see that thing taking shape in your brain, in your mind, in your imagination. And watch it as it comes to life. Fuel it with, just bathe it in wonderful emotion, joy, happiness. What will it add to your life? What will it bring to your life? Because God wants you to be happy. That simple. God wants you to live a life of fullness and abundance and blessing. So be blessed today. Let us take a moment and begin our day with a prayer. God of delight, your wisdom sings your word at the crossroads where humanity and divinity meet. Invite us into your joyful being, where you know and are known in each beginning, in all sustenance, in every redemption, that we may manifest your unity in the diverse ministries you entrust to us, truly reflecting your triune majesty in the acts, in the faith that acts, in the hope that does not disappoint, and in the love that endures. We call on you, gracious God, to fill our world with love this day, to surround it and bless it. Touch every place on this planet experiencing hardship and pain, oppression, violence, anger, war. Touch the lives of people who are hurting or hopeless, who are feeling without value. We pray that your mighty spirit would sweep through this world, that your spirit of love would embrace every single person, that everyone who is angry would know peace, that everybody who is hungry would know satisfaction, would have food enough, that everyone who is experiencing lack of employment would find a place to share their skills and talents and to receive the monies that they are due. We pray for all of those people in our lives who are experiencing trials of any kind. We ask that you walk with them and help them, bring them on the road to success and health, radiant health and good things. And we ask a blessing on each person we love and ourselves. We ask that your spirit of love come into us this day, that we would be motivated by love, for love, that you would work through us to reach out in love, that we would be truly your Christ-like people on this planet, that we would speak with healing words, that we would reach out and allow people to know that they are valued and loved. We offer before you our needs and concerns and ask that you help us to have the faith, to have the trust, to see the things in our mind's eye come to reality. Bless us this day. We give thanks that we are blessed. And we give thanks that we are blessed to be blessings to others. Amen and amen. Well, thank you for joining me this morning. I hope that you've found this to be a good use of your... I will see you tomorrow on Connection Point. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb, saying have a fabulous day.